Tiffany walked through the woods while Petulia flew unsteadily alongside, chattering nervously. It was a long walk, and Tiffany wasn't happy in the company of trees. She missed the horizons. She missed the sky. Everything was too close. So, what's the meeting about?
Oh, to keep in touch. Anagramma says it's important to make contacts.
Anagramma's the leader, is she?
No, witches don't have leaders, Anagramma says.
At last, as the sun was setting, they arrived at a clearing where someone had lit a fire. Badly. And they'd found that lying down to blow on it was not a good idea. A young witch was now flailing desperately at her burning pointy hat, watched by several interested spectators. Another, sitting on a log, said,
"Dimity hubbub, that is literally the most stupid thing anyone has ever done anywhere in the whole world ever. You really are letting everyone down. Sorry, Anagramma."
Everyone turned.
"You're late, Petulia Gristle. Who's this?"
"You did ask me to bring Miss Level's new girl, Anagramma."
Anagramma stood up. She was a head taller than Tiffany, and had a face that seemed to be built backwards from her nose, which she held slightly in the air.
"This her? Well, let's have a look at you, new girl."
Tiffany stepped forward.
"What's your name?"
"Tiffany Aching."
"That's a funny name. Mine is Anagramma Hawkin. Anagramma works for... works with... sorry, works with Mrs. Earwig. But I intend to leave next year. Apparently I'm doing extremely well. So you're Miss Level's girl, are you? She's sad, complete amateur, hasn't a clue, just bustles about and hoops. Her last three girls all left very quickly. They said it was too weird trying to keep track of which one of her was which."
Which was which?" said one of the girls cheerfully.
"Anyone can do that pun, Lucy Warbeck. It's not funny and it's not clever."
She turned back to Tiffany.
"You haven't even dressed the part. Oh, well, too late now. Gertruda Tiring, summon the world's four corners and open the circle, please."
Said Gertruda nervously. It was amazing how many people around Anagramma became nervous.
"Oh, do I have to do everything? Try to remember, please. We've been through this literally a million times."
"I've never heard of the world's four corners," said Tiffany.
"Really? Now there's a surprise. They're the directions of power."
"But the world's round like a plate."
"You have to imagine them,"
Petulia whispered.
"Why?"
Anagramma rolled her eyes.
"Because that's the way to do things properly. What are you best at?"
Tiffany was a bit confused. She wasn't used to people like Anagramma.
"Soft Nellies. It's a sheep cheese. Quite hard to make."
She looked at the circle of blank faces and felt embarrassment rise inside her like hot jelly.
Anagramma meant what magic can you do best. "Although Soft Nellies is good," said Anagramma with a cruel little smile. "You have done some magic, haven't you?"
Tiffany looked down at her boots. "I don't know. I did throw the Queen of the Fairies out of my country."
"Oh, really? The Queen of the Fairies, eh? How?"
I'm not sure. I got angry with her."
"Well, it helps to dream."
"I don't tell lies," Tiffany mumbled, but no one was listening. Sullen and upset, she watched the girls open the corners and summon the circle, unless she'd got that the wrong way round. Anagramma stood with a big book open in her arms.
"Now, you, Gertruda, go, Widdershins, know the other way. And Lulu, darling, where's Lulu? Get the shriven chalice. No, not that one, the one without handles. Lucy, hold the wand of the air a bit higher. Harrietta Bilk, is that the cauldron of the sea? Does it look like a cauldron of the sea? I don't think so, do you? What's that noise?
The girls looked down.
Dimity trod on the circlet of infinity, Anagramma.
The book slammed shut.